Hi again, everyone. I'm Ollie Matthews. This is Societal Narcissism. This video is sponsored by contribution from Jacqueline. Before I get to Jacqueline's video, please go to the description box, click on the Rumble link, watch over on Rumble. Still monetized there, and it'll help out with the channel. So Jacqueline sent in a video clip about nose ring theory. And I've talked about, you know, you see one of these. And I'm not talking about just a nose. I'm talking about the septum piercing. I call that crazy eyes for the nose. And really what it is you see somebody with a septum piercing, okay? It's basically, they're basically telling you, I have borderline personality disorder. That is like, that is the representation of borderline personality disorder. So you see a septum piercing, just assume that you're dealing with BPD. All right, so I don't think I sped this one up. All right, on to the video.
Nose ring theory. Always has to be some dude in my comments going, septum ring theory.
What's your septum piercing theory?
You know, that's not very nice.
Can anyone tell me what the septum ring theory is?
If you're wearing one, you're crazy. That's the septum. It's pretty simple. And beyond crazy, it's borderline personality disorder. It's a way to make yourself the center of attention. Why? Most times it's because it's physically unattractive people trying to make themselves more unattractive, trying to give them some sort of victim status, knowing they're going to get comments on it. And now I get to be main character over me flipping out over my nose ring. This is only 10 minutes. I could play this at normal speed because I don't want to miss anything.
Oh, septum theory? Oh, you don't like my septum piercing?
Could be the pink eyebrows, the pink hair. Like, it's all under the umbrella of borderline personality disorder.
Bye!
Crazy eyes. I mean, you just run in the gambit. Crazy glasses, overweight, unattractive, septum piercing, crazy eyes, obviously SSRIs. Pink eyebrows, pink hair. I mean, all the boxes are checked.
Bye, Felicia.
They say the nose knows, but if you have a septum nose ring, well, now everybody knows about your head health and your opinion on things.
It's the symbol of borderline personality. If borderline personality disorder had a symbol, like, that's it. Like, oh, okay, that's easily. Okay, you got BPD, you're out of your mind. You're going to ruin anything and every event and make it about yourself. Got it.
It's called septum ring theory or nose ring theory, and Gen Z is melting down about it all over TikTok.
Oh my gosh, I love the septum theory.
There are the eyes again.
Always the eyes.
Yep, thank you. I don't know who this girl is, Red Dawn Daily. I guess Jacqueline probably follows her. 60,000 subs. Pretty. 86,000. Oh, this was posted yesterday. 86,000 views. Good for her. Oh, my God. Borderline personality disorder.
Septum theory is a theory in which...
Borderline personality disorder. I can't keep...
Everybody who has a septum piercing is unstable, weird, or has had trauma in their past.
It's borderline. It's borderline personality disorder. You show me a septum piercing, I'm going to show you somebody with borderline personality disorder. Every time.
Everybody I've ever met who does have a septum piercing, including myself, falls into this category.
At least he's admitting it. At least he's admitting it.
At least he's honest.
Thank you. Yeah, at least he's admitting it.
If you don't know how...
Could you be louder? Could you be louder? Queen Bee with borderline personality. So it's not enough that she's allowed Queen Bee. Now let's put on some ridiculous glasses and shove a septum piercing through our nose like we're livestock or cattle. Like, why would you want to go around looking like that? Why? Because to the borderline, any attention is good attention as long as they are controlling everybody's experience. That's all they want.
How to act in my comments. I'm going to send you to the kids' table because obviously adult conversations are too much for
Really? Can't figure it out.
You can't handle the truth, boo-boo!
Septum piercing theory, septum... Bro, I didn't get the septum...
And the black belt. Crazy eyes, septum piercing, and the dick-sucking black belt around her neck. Congratulations.
Because I'm ill. After I got this piercing...
Yes, you're mentally ill.
I became ill.
Oh, it was only afterwards that you became mentally ill. I got you.
Emotional damage.
Stop it. Get some help.
The internet is a...
Who thinks this looks good? Who?
Wild place.
Even the people putting it in their faces know it looks ridiculous. But they're ugly in the first place. So what does the ugly do? They make themselves uglier and shove it in your face and taunt you with it.
Apparently, the septum ring theory is you have made your trauma your entire personality trait.
Yep.
Just because you have your septum pierced.
It's a little bit beyond. Oh, wait. And she's wearing a black belt. And she's got the glasses. And her hair is... Looks like her hair was cut with a hedge trimmer. Come on. Borderline personality disorder.
Now, I got mine pierced 18 years ago when I was 18 years old because I thought it was cool.
You're 36 walking around like this. And that's coming from a 52-year-old man with a man bun. I get that. But come on. Come on. None of this is permanent. I could cut this now. It'd be right back to what I looked like.
End of story. I stretched it because I, again, thought that looked cool. Did I do it because of my...
How do you even breathe? Like, how do you even breathe with that in your nose?
I don't even talk about my... Because it's no one's business.
I don't think you have to talk about your... Yeah. When you wear it on your face!
That's the point. We know. You're looking to be confronted so you can have your little narcissistic meltdown. That's what you're looking for. That's what they're all looking for.
Every kind of like weirdo likes to comment this on my videos. And I'm going to tell you what they really want to say. I am weirdly attracted to you.
No.
But you're talking. I don't like it when women talk.
No. They don't like it when you talk because you're crazy. That's what it is. And you have to now be like, oh, it's the septum. No, it's you. See, this works not only for the physically ugly, for the emotionally ugly. And this girl probably could be very attractive, but she's insufferable to deal with. So even the attractive women who happen to be insufferable and now people aren't dealing with them will then turn to do this. Borderline personality disorder.
Because it hurts my brain. It makes me mad. You're an object. And I don't like the way that you're making choices as an object. I should make all the choices for you.
Are you guys secretly lusting after her? That must be it. It couldn't possibly be anything else.
I don't understand what point you're trying to make.
Even as they're making these videos, see, these videos are the whole point for them because they get to give their lecture, try to present themselves as some kind of victim, but they know they're taunting you with their heinousness. they know they're taunting you with their ugliness. They're taunting.
Look, there's another one. See, they weed themselves out. It's so easy, but also
yes, they're all weeding them, not you. It's them who's weeding themselves out.
So, Thomas, this was so clever and original. I'm so proud of you. Your parents must be so proud of you. Your entire bloodline must be in awe of your original comment here. We're very proud.
Whenever I get comments from men being like, septum theory, of course the girl with the septum is saying this. Mm-hmm. I just think about how small this jewelry is and how much bigger I could go. I'm at a 6 gauge.
Who cares?
Again. I just dropped the ball, but yeah, this is how big I could go. But I choose to stay discreet.
Keep telling yourself that, darling.
This message is for the bros
and strictly for the bros. If she has a septum ring, one of these piercings,
yep.
She Run. Does not like you. She yep. hates you. Leave her alone.
She hates everybody. She hates herself.
Septum ring women do not argue. They have dissertations.
Yep.
Get ready to hear words like nuance, patriarchy, and sociology. Don't engage. Do not engage with these women.
They're borderline. It's borderline personality disorder. It's about the fight. It's about the conflict. These people, they're permanently damaging themselves to do this.
Unless you're emotionally unavailable or an aspiring rapper with a criminal record. If she got the studs, you might be okay. If she got the hoop, she been through some. If she got the horseshoe.
And I'm not talking about a side ring, because Charlene has a thing on the side of her nose. Those are fun. It's the septum piercing is the problem.
You're not going to survive this conversation. A septum ring is a bat signal for my trust issues. Have a skincare routine. Run. Mm-hmm. Run away.
I think that guy's opinion was a lot more harsh or extreme than my opinion. I will definitely agree that a septum ring or a nose ring should at the very least raise a few alarms. I don't think that it means that the person is a completely horrible person 100% of the time.
Not 100%, but you're dealing with issues. Anybody who has one of those things in their nose, you're dealing with issues. And I have friends who have them, and every time I say it, I'm like, take that out of your nose. You're telling everybody you're fucking crazy.
But I'd love to know what you think. Do you think that this guy is right and I am just too soft on the issue? Or did he take things too far? Let me know about it in the comments section below.
This theory is so stupid because obviously most women with a septum ring have leaning beliefs. What's even your point? Are you trying to insult them? A lot of women with septum rings are talking about their leaning beliefs.
Yeah, these women with these septum rings, they're not banging you either, bro. Like, they ain't sleeping with you either, bro. They ain't the one. You ain't the one they want. If you were, they wouldn't have put that septum ring in their face in the first place.
And they use this as such a, like, gotcha moment where they hashtag owned the blue hair septum ring woman. And they act like it's such a big deal, and it's just not. I promise you, I don't get it.
It's not a big deal, but it's enough for you to go on and make video about it. But it's not a big deal. You know, that's what they'll tell you.
Oh, he doesn't get it.
Beta!
I know I don't look like most Nebraskans, but there's no reason to stare. No reason. Absolutely none. I get it.
She wants it. Like, again, this is the borderline.
I got piercings. I got big eyeliner. I got all this, but that doesn't mean that I'm not as human as you. Little Nebraskans.
I look like this for attention, but stop looking at me.
Because apparently, it's not coming from anyone but haters, but apparently there is a septum ring theory. I'm so mad about all this judgment.
Septum ring, crazy eyes, gauged out ears. Again, what are we doing here? Borderline personality disorder every time. And this is how every borderline in your life, whether they have a septum piercing or not, acts. Every one of them. I'm not talking about looks. I'm talking about their personality. It's how they act. All of them.
Judgment, y'all, I can't even hardly talk. If you have a septum ring, you're automatically labeled a... Can somebody, anybody tell me what the septum ring theory is? Because if one more white man comments on one of my posts
white and man. Says, oh no, what? Somebody.
The septum ring theory. You cannot be serious right now. You better, y'all, but these are people that swear they're Christians, y'all. Swear they're Christians. They in church every Sunday. Swear they don't judge nobody.
Uh-huh, right. What do you know about being a Christian? Oh, you're probably an atheist, right? But you'll tell us about, you know, what our religion is. Yeah, miss me.
They swear that they're holier than thou. They're going to pray for you, all this, that, and the third. But they troll online for people that don't look like them. So what's the septum ring?
Are they just looking for, are they just jumping on people's pages by the profile picture and saying, hey, let's mess with this person? Or are they responding to some bullshit, some stupid bullshit that you've already posted on the internet? Again, which is it? Which is it? Are these guys, are they all scouring profile pictures, just looking for people with a septum ring and then jumping on their profile and then commenting on it? Or are they commenting on some batshit crazy video you've already posted? We know the answer.
Ring theory. Please explain that to me, and don't go to ChatGPT for the answer either. I'm serious.
Septum ring theory is undefeated.
I just looked up what septum ring theory is, and I've seen it on a few comments in my videos before. It's not new. I never really knew exactly what it meant, so I finally had to look it up. And that's it? If you're trying to talk some, just say it. What are you doing? You and your buddies got together and made up some code word that you guys could say, and only you would know what it means.
And males with borderline personality disorder are even worse.
In the comments, and you could look around. Oh, he gets it. He gets it. Just say it. It's TikTok. There couldn't be anything stupider than a bunch of creating a code word. And the code word is just that people with a septum ring have a personality? Am I not understanding?
A personality disorder. No. Not that you have a person. You have a personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, and it makes you insufferable and dangerous to deal with because you make everything about yourself. You demand it. You have breakdowns. You have freakouts. This is what you're dealing with. This type of attitude and these type of behaviors aren't just reserved to respond to their haters. This is how they act about everything. This is how they talk about everything.
Something here?
That is correct. You are not understanding something here.
Oh, septum theory. Okay, how about some get some theory? Touch some grass theory. I look better with a septum than without one. I got a big schnoz. Look at this. I take it out. No. This big boy's saving my life right now.
It's abnormal for a man to be a liberal or progressive. It's a sign of being a beta male.
I didn't know
because
that.
Real men are conservative, Republican, and strong in nature.
If I became conservative, would I no longer be beta?
You would become alpha.
Well,
if you let that septum ring theory make you really take out your septum ring, then you are some weak. Don't get no more piercings. What you gonna do when they come up with earring theory? You gonna take out all your ear?
We do not care.
We did it, gang. It started as a joke, but now septum piercing theory is an official, confirmed scientific law. And I, as a biology PhD, officially declare it a scientific law because I can do that. And I feel like I should bang a gavel right now or something to confirm it.
My interpretation is that it is an attack on women who have self-expression and don't care about what people think and do what they...
If you didn't care what people think, then what are you posting a video about it for? Thank you.
They want with their bodies, as well as a way to discredit women's point of view.
No, that's a lie. You just lie.
Buy me a coffee link to buy Leroy a dog treat. Leroy's dog. Yeah, you're so cute. Oh, I love you. You guys steal the show. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Red Dawn Daily with your host, me, Dawn Marie, and sometimes Leroy. Leroy, you're not bored, are you? Leroy, did you know?
Okay, so that is nose ring theory. And I've talked about it. I've called it out. Whenever I see it, you can't miss it. It is the symbol, okay? The septum, it is the symbol for I have borderline personality disorder. Stay away. So, they make it easy for you. That's what they... So, and these people are getting a lot of pushback and a lot of rejection because, again, there's a lot of fatigue going around. There's a lot of different types of fatigue, and borderline fatigue is one of the top. It's right out in front. Okay? And the borderline has developed a symbol to let the world know, I'm nuts. And I will destroy your life. And that is the septum piercing. So Thank you, Jacqueline, for the contribution and the link. I really appreciate it. Thank you to everyone watching. Please leave any opinions in the comment section below. And again, if you want your story read on the channel, you have a topic you'd like me to cover, something you'd like to expose, you'd like to set up a Skype phone call, have a private video made, you'd like to sponsor a video like this for someone who needs help and can't afford it, or just make a contribution to the channel in general to keep it supported, growing, and successful, because this channel survives 100% on contributions from all of you. Without you guys, all this goes away. So if you like what you see here and you want to see more videos like this, you know what to do with either the Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, and email links in the description box below. Also, please like and share this video wherever you can. Subscribe to my channel if you haven't, and be sure to click the subscription bell to be notified of all my video uploads. Also, be sure to subscribe to both channels on Rumble. If you haven't watched the video over there, please do. Even a click helps. Subscribe to me on X and Telegram as well. I'm Ollie Matthews. This has been Societal Narcissism. Take care, everyone.